From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. A mass evacuation from the Syrian city of Aleppo. Ambulances and green government buses began evacuating the wounded and other civilians from the last rebel-held areas of Aleppo Thursday after evacuation attempts were halted a day earlier. The long line of buses and ambulances headed out of besieged eastern Aleppo and into government-held territory before eventually making it to another rebel-held part of the province. The International Committee of the Red Cross and the Syrian Arab Red Crescent Society said the first evacuees reached the safe zone Thursday afternoon. Robert Mardini is the Middle East Regional Director for ICRC.
The reports we got inside and what my colleagues were telling me was heartbreaking. People are totally exhausted, disillusioned, in very bad shape, and they were so happy to see us. They were thankful for us being here, although we failed them, because it's too late, too little, but yet it is important.
The UN Security Council will meet behind closed doors on Friday to discuss the crisis in Aleppo after the civilians began evacuating and Syrian forces moved in to assert full control over the city. France requested the urgent consultation set for around midday to push for international observers to be sent to the city to monitor the situation and ensure deliveries of humanitarian aid. The French ambassador, François Delattre, said in these very dark days in Aleppo, it is critically important to have international observers under surveillance of the UN to oversee the situation. VOA News. Japan and Russia have agreed at a leaders' summit to revive security talks and start discussing economic cooperation on disputed islands at the core of a row that has kept them from signing a peace treaty formally since the end of World War II. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and Russian President Vladimir Putin also talked about Syria. A Japanese government spokesman said Abe had conveyed to Putin his concern over the deteriorating humanitarian situation, and Putin offered to work with other countries to settle the Syrian problem. Abe and Putin are seeking progress in a two-day summit on their dispute over the four windswept isles in the Western Pacific, controlled by Russia but also claimed by Japan. They'll meet again in Tokyo on Friday. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump complained today about attempts to undermine his victory over Democrat Hillary Clinton with ongoing disclosures that Russia launched cyber attacks to boost his chances of winning. Trump asked in a Twitter comment, if Russia or some other entity was hacking, why did the White House wait so long to act? Why did they only complain after Hillary lost? One of his top aides, Kelly Conway, in a TV interview rebuked White House spokesman Josh Earnest for suggesting Wednesday that Trump might have known during the campaign of the Russian interference in the U.S. presidential contest and that their involvement was having a negative impact on Clinton's campaign. At his last formal press conference in July, Trump invited Russian hackers to look for emails deleted from Clinton's private server, and then a day later said he meant it as a sarcastic joke. A U.S.-based research organization says the Chinese military is building anti-aircraft and anti-missile systems on the artificial islands it has constructed in the South China Sea. Maybe a prelude, say some, to deploying combat aircraft to the disputed territory. The conclusion that new weapon systems have been placed on the reefs results from months of analysis of commercial satellite imagery by the Asia Maritime Transparency Initiative. AMTI had been tracking construction of hexagonal structures on Fiery Cross, Mischief, and Subi Reefs in the Spratly Island, where China has already built long airstrips since June and July. Egypt's Civil Aviation Administry says traces of explosives have been found on some of the victims of an Egypt Air flight from Paris that crashed in the Mediterranean Sea in May. A spokesman issued Thursday, a statement issued Thursday, says a criminal investigation will now begin into the crash of Flight 0804, which killed all 66 people on board. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.